Thank you and good morning. Eureka Police Captain Steve Watson dubbed him the Lollipop Bandit after he walked into Bucksport on Monday afternoon at just before 5 o'clock wearing a red hat and with a lollipop jutting from his mouth. A few minutes later, after an employee had allowed him to handle two handguns, he fled the business with the stolen firearms. Store surveillance video shows the suspect, later identified as David Allmiller, running from the store into the traffic lanes on Broadway before he falls in the roadway, picks himself up, and flees on foot. Police were able to identify Allmiller, and he was arrested last night and booked into county jail. The city of Fortuna has invited residents to comment on the proposed development of a 36-acre site adjacent to Newburgh Road that will be home to at least three nonprofits and a community center, along with a park and trails when all is said and done. The city has issued a statement that it will adopt a mitigated negative declaration in February for the project as required by CEQA, and now the public can weigh in with their thoughts on the project through January 27th. The Fortuna Community Development Department has teamed up with Greenway Partners to design the project, and the first phase will be the construction of the Gene Lucas Community Center building that will be home to the McLean Foundation, the Fortuna Senior Center, and the Multigenerational Center. Future developments include additional community meeting spaces, a proposed health and fitness center, and upgrades to Newburgh Road for vehicle, bike, and pedestrian access. State Assemblymember Jim Wood has been reappointed as the chair of the Assembly Health Committee by Speaker Anthony Rendon. In addition to the Health Committee, Wood, a retired dentist, will once again serve on the Assembly Appropriations Committee, the Business and Professions Committee, and the Committee on Natural Resources in the Assembly. And last week, California State Senate leader Kevin DeLeon issued various committee assignments for members of the State Senate, and for our district, that means that Senator Mike McGuire will serve as the chair on the Governance and Finance Committee. He will also be a member of the Transportation and Housing Committee, Energy, Utilities and Communications Committee, and the Budget and Fiscal Review Committee. The County Drug Enforcement Unit has opened an investigation into a suspected hash lab that was the scene of an explosion that left at least one person with injuries and caused extensive damage to a unit at a triplex on Ocean Avenue in McKinleyville. The drug unit is searching for a 24-year-old male who reportedly suffered burns during the explosion, but who left the scene for medical treatment before deputies arrived. The site of the explosion was also the site of a drug enforcement search warrant in 2011 when thousands of growing marijuana plants were found at the complex. Investigators arrested the building's owner, Barbara Benson, in connection with those indoor grows. The sheriff's office and the coroner have begun the work of identifying the body of an adult white male who was found on the wave slope north of the Malel Dunes in Manila on Monday morning. A woman called 911 to report she'd come across the body while out hiking. The deceased appears to be an adult white male, maybe 20 to 25 years of age, 140 pounds, with brownish red hair and a tattoo on his right arm. No details regarding the man's death have been released, and the coroner has begun the process of identification. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are 3 days left in the 2016 year, and we take a look back at the year in news and highlight some of the stories that captured the headlines. In this segment, we focus on the month of April. The month began with an agreement between the California Faculty Association and the Cal State University System in time to avoid a 5-day strike over stalled contract negotiations. The body of 24-year-old Michael Martin was recovered from the Trinity River in April after he and two friends had gone swimming. The other two men made it safely ashore, but the cold, fast-moving Trinity claimed Martin's life. Two local men, Dane Hartman and Dave Ackley, were honored by Governor Jerry Brown with silver medals of valor for their actions in saving the pilot of a plane that was on fire at the Dinsmore Airport in 2012. The men used an extinguisher to knock down the flames and pull the victim from the cockpit before flames reached the gas tanks. Rex Bone had an easy route to winning a second term on the Board of Supervisors after no challenger qualified for the ballot, and former colleagues, students, friends, and family members of Father Eric Fried gathered for a memorial in April as well. The man who murdered Father Fried, Gary Lee Bullock, was found guilty of his murder by a Humboldt County jury, and he was later sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. It was in April of this year when the city of Eureka and the Betty Chin Center began to cement the strategy of providing housing for the homeless by using shipping containers as temporary housing in downtown Eureka. Just some of the stories.